I have. I thought the first unit was pretty good. Some things we can clean up, but very close to being very good. But I thought the guys were sharp. I got running around well, and close to scoring on all three possessions that we had. But I think overall it'll be something to learn from a few things, and we can improve on it though.
Was that as sharp as you guys have been in your first preseason game that you can remember?
I can't recall every first preseason game, but I thought the unit first unit was good, and from our first drive went down there, at least got a few first downs, moved the ball, didn't score on that one, but after that got a touchdown and field goal, and did really well. I thought the second unit came in, did well as also, and did some good things. So I think some of the young guys, receivers and skill guys who were gonna possibly be on the team got some stuff to learn and get better. And I think the game is the best way to learn it, because you don't know what plays gonna be called next, and you're gonna see different styles of defense, different techniques that defenses play that our defense doesn't, and you got to adjust and know what to do, and that's where you truly kind of learn the concepts of exactly what we need to do as an offense.
We see some encouraging signs out of the running game.
Yeah, I thought the running game had a couple big runs, which is what we've missed in the past, is getting those 10, 12, 15 yard runs, and we had a few of those. The first group we didn't have many runs where you're getting 1 yard or no yards. We're kind of getting 3 and 4 yards, which is what you'd like to do, to get yourself in third and manageable situations. So I thought that was a positive. And then every once in a while you break a long one. So I thought it was a good start to our running game improvement.
What's your comfort level with Danny as far as in the third down package?
Danny's good. Obviously he's been our third down guy last year for a bit. So he has a good job in protection. We feel he's our best route runner out of the backfield and catches the ball well. So, hopefully that's a role where, you can get him, get catches to him on third and short or third and, four or five, where you can get the ball out of the backfield and have him run a route and get first downs for you. So, I think that's something he's worked hard on and understands our concepts and how to get open versus different techniques.
Reliability and dependability is much more important than flash, right? You could really screw up the play there if you just do the wrong thing.
Right, yeah, so you just got to know all the concepts of, what the receivers, what their routes are dictates a lot of time what the running back's route is. And so, and then also the coverage. He has to read the coverage as well. So, it's a little bit more more to it than just, hey, here's your route, go do it. And we ask to do a lot of protection and pick up different blitzes, and sometimes you got to help out the left or right tackle on certain plays. So it's a lot that goes into learning the ins and outs of the third down package and all your responsibilities. But Danny does a good job.
How do you think it's going with Martellus' first game?
I thought Martellus did very well. I thought he ran the ball. He blocked well in the run game was strong. I thought he had a good job in catching the first third down. Ran a good route, got open for a big play. Had a nice catch on the touchdown. Had another nice catch. Broke a couple tackles. So I thought he did some really good things showed he will be able to help us out this year and play well for us.
He sounds like an interesting guy. What's it been like having him as a teammate, kind of off the field?
He's been good, and he works hard, and I thought he's come in with the right attitude, trying just to learn as much as he can. He asks questions in the meeting rooms. He sits right behind me in the offensive meetings, so we're constantly going over things and decisions, whether he's the one running a route or another tight end's running, just asking questions. So I think he's starting to get a good feel and wants to learn as much as possible to get ready for these upcoming games.
You've had tight ends put up good numbers in your years here, but not like the 80, 90 catch numbers that Jason Witten type guys do. Is that because there's tight ends here are required to block too much, or do you think that a guy like Bennett could put up numbers like that in your offense?
Yeah, I think the tight end's capable of getting a lot of balls in this offense and catching a lot of things. So we pretty much have a tight end in on every set that we have, and so he should have lots of opportunities to get catches. So we try to do if the defense is trying to take away certain, Akeem and Victor, tight ends should have a lot of one-on-one matches, on a linebacker. So, we're just looking for mismatches. And I think with, Martellus probably, more athletic than maybe some of the tight ends we have getting in and out of breaks and stuff, he should be able to, have some catches. So I don't know how many he'll have. That'll just all depends on what defenses are giving us.
What have you seen from David Wilson so far?
Well, I thought David ran hard. He showed some physical running ability right there, and so that's what you'd like to see. He has quickness. Obviously, had a couple big runs where he's breaking it over 10 yards. So a good kickoff return, which was nice. So those things. Are good and obviously a very physical and strong runner, and still got a lot to learn from some aspects of the passing game, but that just comes with time and more reps. So I think it's good for him to get into a game situation and I think for a lot of the young guys they truly start to understand, they think they know the offense and they're out for a game and they kind of realize what they need to work on.
Is there a younger guy that after watching the film you were impressed with after that first game?
I don't know if one guy stuck out more than the others. I thought there were some good plays and a lot of good things, and then a lot of areas where I think some of the young guys can see how much they need to just go into the offense. And it's not just knowing your routes, and guys knew what their route was. It's just kind of knowing all of the different possibilities of what you can do based on the concept of the route. So I think that's probably the biggest learning experience for the young guys.
Do you think it'll help the next 3 days of practice knowing that they saw that and they can take that out of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think you continue to talk about it, and they see Victor and the starting group do it correctly in a game, and all the different decisions, and it might be something, and that's the difference between the starting group is they've had the experience of games before, live experience where no matter what the defense throws at us, they've seen that coverage or that style before, and they know how to adjust. Some of the guys are seeing different coverages for the first time, different styles of techniques, and they don't know quite how to adjust their thing. So I think it's it also gives the coaches and as an offensive us more things to talk about. If you get this technique, this is an option. So going over different things, trying to set it up. Different looks that we might not necessarily get versus our Giants defense.
Given the officiating in the first preseason game, how comfortable are you with the replacement referees?
Yeah, I think it's something as players, you just got to go out there and play the game and worry about our execution and playing well, and let the officials try to do their job, obviously you hope to have the guys who have worked hard and have earned the spots to be an NFL official, but if that doesn't get worked out, then we gotta worry about doing our business.
Is it good to see Peyton back in business this week?
It was good to see him back on the field. And I know he's proud, and he's had a long journey and a lot of work just to get back to playing football. So I know he's excited to be on the field, and I was thrilled to see him back out there playing football again.